This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Good morning, Eamon. You know, surprised and behind the curve is how it feels in Europe this morning. It is Tuesday, March the 22nd. I'm Catty Kay, in this morning for Joe, Mika and Willie. I'm reporting live from London this morning. And of course, we're following that major breaking news that's coming out of Europe. In Belgium, there have been at least two explosions at the Brussels airport. At least 13 people are dead. Many others have been injured. A senior European counter-terrorism official tells NBC News that ISIS is suspected in these attacks. All airport operations have been suspended. Belgium's interior minister has raised the security alert to the maximum level. Federal police have also confirmed an explosion at the Malbec subway station. That's in central Brussels. Video posted on social media is showing smoke coming from that station. All public transportation in the city, including the buses, the trams and the metro subway system, have been shut down. The Eurostar train line is also closed there. The European Union is asking their personnel to stay home or inside buildings. The US Embassy in Brussels has ordered staff to shelter in place and avoid public transport. The NYPD tells NBC News that they are in the process right now of ramping up security for mass transit, the bridges and tunnels, as well as city landmarks. This morning's explosions come just days after Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam was arrested in Brussels. MSNBC's Amin Moyaledine has been covering the story all night for us. Eamon, you know, I guess we've got to the stage in Europe where we are now expecting an attack at any minute, but when it happens, it still takes us, as your previous guest said, by surprise and catches us unawares. What happened in Brussels?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not only just by surprise, but certainly the scale and the coordination of what appears to have been a multi-pronged attack is certainly a very significant development. You know, put it in context of where we were on Friday, put it in context of where Europe has been since those Paris attacks, and you get a better sense of why today is very dramatic, obviously not just simply for the loss of life, but what this means for European officials. This is obviously going to be considered a very significant setback for their efforts. Over the course of the past 4 months, you had counterterrorism officials in Europe, certainly those that I've been speaking to, as well as in France. They've been trying to get this situation under control, this situation being an assessment of how big these network cells that have been operating across France as well as Belgium. They had a living link with Salah Abdeslam. This is an individual that they knew was present the night of that attack back on November 13th in Paris. They have been in his pursuit. He had been Europe's most wanted man. They believed, though, that his network was going to be much smaller than what it seems to have been, as we are hearing from our colleague Steve Clemens saying that the Belgian foreign minister had told him that there are roughly about 30 people in his network, and that's a significant number given the fact that he was an individual believed to have been on the run without very little, if you will, traces. Given the fact that Salah Abdeslam was captured on Friday, the Belgian authorities saying that they were going to continue in pursuit of his network, they had stepped up security, they had beefed up security, certainly in that neighborhood. It's surprising this morning to hear that shortly after his capture, security at the airport was still not ironclad. And what I mean by that is there were no perimeter checkpoints. Obviously, we are now getting confirmation that two explosions took place at this airport.
Well, the people there in Europe are shocked. We're shocked here in the West as we hear of the news that something so quickly in response to that arrest on Friday, there is some linkage there that had something to do with the arrest on Friday. And, of course, to hear them speak of the network that he had furthered even while on the run really, you know, kind of ups everybody's game here a little bit, Shane. Don't you think that, you know, this is a lot more sophisticated than what they anticipated?
Yeah. I know the Prime Minister said what we had all feared all along has happened. So, yep.
Well, you know, here it is. You've got the airport as well as the train stations attacked. And how many dead? What's the report?
I believe 26 dead and over 100 injured now.
Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. It's Bill Martinez coming at you live. Good to have you along with us. Just to update you quickly, we've got a lot going on here. J.D. Hayworth is coming on here in just a few seconds, and I want to get his response to the news of what's happened in Belgium. J.D., of course, recovering six times, U.S. Congressman from Arizona's 5th District, now, as many know now, a national TV talk show host of Newsmax Prime on Newsmax TV, reaching over 35 million homes in America. J.D., welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, doing well, all things considered, on this day where we see terror again in brutal, ugly, and horrific fashion in Belgium. Forgive me, it may seem a little trivial, but just at the outset, a couple of things about Newsmax TV. We're now closing in on 50 million homes in 45 million with the addition of some important systems, Prism TV out west, Verizon Fios, and as always on Direct TV and also on Dish Network.
Right.
So and available on your computer, newsmaxtv.com.
Well, all the usual places. Well, that's great. Well, congratulations for Newsmax. I know they've been working hard to expand this, you know, quite rapidly. And, of course, the response, you know, for the product has been extremely positive, J.D. You're giving the people what they want. They need more sources of truth and reason.
Well, we appreciate that, Bill. And what has been especially gratifying in these trying times is the fact that so many Americans are turning to us for election coverage. And I'll be on the anchor desk tonight, starting at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, for our coverage of what's going on in my old Arizona stomping grounds and
exactly.
To the north and east, if you will, in Utah tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've got much to talk about that as well. But just to sum up, you know, what's going on there in Brussels, I mean, this is on the heels of that arrest on Friday. You know, this gentleman had said that he had a network that was already working on, even while he was on the run. And, I mean, this really brings to light the level of sophistication and what we may be dealing with here.
Well, it does. And well, I caution everyone, because when you have a story like this, that is, by definition, it's what the terrorists want to see. They want to sow panic. Mm-hmm. But one of the challenges we have is that there's almost a frantic need to try and get information out, which we understand. Some of this information is going to be incorrect, so we need to step back and take a look from 50,000 feet, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do that, and since the left and sociologists want to talk about root causes, I'm prepared to do that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
What happened in Europe? A failure of the sovereign European nations to engage in border control. Initially, for the most noble of reasons, economic intercourse, if you will, trade, mm-hmm. and almost a pseudo-United States of Europe. But given their laxness on immigration policies, sadly policies that are mirrored here in the United States by President Obama, not only will our southern border, but just allowing people into the country, we are very much going the way of Europe, and based on what we saw this morning in Brussels, it looks like we are doomed to repeat the mistakes of Europe with open borders, free movement, and the fact that these so-called refugees can come to Europe, get a passport, and come to the United States without a travel visa.
Mm.
Hello.
Yes.
What does that tell you?
Well, here we are. I mean, and you look at the South, and we're a nation without borders, and even the borders that we think we have are being penetrated, just to your point. And this is the thing that many Americans are questioning of our officials today, J.D., as you know, is that they're going, look, it's not working in Europe. In fact, we have clear empirical evidence of what happens, and we're following the same policies. You know, how does that make sense?
Well, it makes no sense unless one has some sort of impulse toward national suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And we see now the false siren song of so-called multiculturalism. We see the failure of so many illegals, regardless of their country of origin, to assimilate.
Mm-hmm.
And while we can talk about our southern border and those who come here from Mexico, well, in fact, we even got a direct threat to our political system. Mexico, not content to outsource its poverty to the United States, now wants to outsource its political will.
Yeah.
Perhaps you saw the item where Mexican nationals in the United States are being urged to gain their citizenship because, of course, in California, Governor Brown has a death wish for this republic, loosening up voting requirements to essentially allow non-citizens to vote.
Exactly.
And you've seen it for years, Bill. You saw it. I wrote the book 10 years ago, Whatever It Takes, where I took President George W. Bush to task for failing to deal with these problems, asking him to get on board with our Enforcement First Act, which he failed to do, seeing now the acceleration of a failure to enforce our borders and our existing immigration law by the current administration. No, it has been a bipartisan failure, and unless something changes quickly, we are doomed to reap the whirlwind.
Well, J.D., is it much more than greed that this is being allowed to happen? Is there something more diabolical that we're not seeing, or we just don't want to admit to right now?
Well, you have greed. You also have power. You have, I guess we could enumerate the seven deadly sins here, but let's focus on the two that are most obvious. The left has reversed the paradigm. In politics, it used to be get out the vote. Now, to the left, it is bring in the vote. Bring in new voters who will vote themselves entitlements and keep the left in power. Now, some of these leftists can't see much beyond the end of their nose because they fail to understand that they will bring in ethnic minorities who will eventually become majorities and ease them out of power.
Mm-hmm.
But they believe the short-term remedy, the Democrat Party believes that for the next three-quarters of a century, to guarantee its dominance, bring in new voters, have them vote themselves benefits, and continue down the road to socialism or something worse. Conversely, on the so-called conservative side, you have this horrific situation where you have a deal where you have business leaders who are even more short-sighted than political leaders on the left. They see only as far as the next quarter's earnings and balance sheet.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've said this before, and I think most Americans see this. On the left, you have cheap votes. On the right, you have cheap labor. And why we are seeing renewed political interest in the borders and interest in Mr. Trump's campaign is that most Americans are saying, hey, what about us? You have cheapened our way of life. There are no increases in wages as you artificially depress them with the importation of cheap illegal labor. And moreover, this anything for money mentality has sacrificed our national security, and we see what the left is doing to our entire cultural and national identity.
Well, you know, this is very well explained on the surface, but I still think there's something deeper that we need to drill down to, J.D., and I don't want to put on a tinfoil hat here and get conspiratorial, but we know the American way of life has been a challenge to many around the world because it supplants anything that they want to promote in their country as good when you see you know, this country that still, as compromised as we are right now, still remaining a light on a shining hill, though we may argue it may be dimming a bit. Our conversation with J.D. Hayworth continues. Stay with us, America. It's 14 after the top of the hour.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
Mommy! I'm coming!
Unfortunately, the tests confirm that she's very ill. There's currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
We need a solution.
And we'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
Like a small boat.
This Easter.
On the ocean.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
How do we explain the impossible?
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, go to miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
All my dreams. A little lowrider music from war, huh? Does that bring back some memories for you? 19 after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez back with it. J.D. Hayworth is with us. He says a recovering 6-time U.S. congressman. You probably feel like that, J.D., after 6 terms of office as a U.S. congressman. I'm sure a lot of fun, but probably a requirement. You probably required some deprogramming to, you know, kind of get in line with the rest of the world here.
I would argue I was in recovery before I left Congress. I tried to blow the whistle. I introduced the Enforcement First Act. Mm-hmm. I challenged George W. Bush face-to-face on Air Force One en route to a visit to my wife's hometown of Yuma, Arizona, mm-hmm. to get behind Enforcement First on our borders because it was what the American people wanted, and then to fight about guest workers and what he would call comprehensive immigration reform, but you and I know to be amnesty. He right. failed to do that. I said, well, you're going to be working with a Congress of another party, and that certainly came to pass. It's why exactly. in 2010 I challenged John McCain, who decided mm. to double back and reverse and claim he wanted a border fence that has yet to be built. And it's why Arizonans will go to the polls in substantial numbers today to vote, regardless of whether it's for Mr. Trump or Mr. Cruz, to vote for border security and a crackdown on illegal immigration.
Well, no doubt that has been the leading charge. It is, given Trump a huge wedge issue that nobody can seem to penetrate. He owns that part of the brand, the whole issue of immigration.
Well, the only way, let me take polite exception to the term wedge issue, unless you mean Washington versus the rest of us, because I think this transcends party lines. I think right. there are a lot of fair-minded Democrats and independents who get this. In fact, I had a number of committed Democrats who came to me when I was fighting the fight in Congress saying, look, we agree with you. Now, in midterms, because it's a way to express dissatisfaction with the incumbent president, I was turned out in 2006. Mr. McCain raided a presidential fund, spent over $20 million to beat me in a primary in a single state 6 years ago. But the American people's frustration is bubbling through. We'll see it in the primary today in Arizona, to a lesser degree in the caucuses in Utah. But I would say in November it will be expressed in great voiced fashion.
Yeah, without a doubt, especially on the heels of what happened in Brussels. I mean, this is going to echo in the voting booth today as well, wouldn't you say?
I believe so, and I believe you were speaking earlier of what may be behind all this, the attack in Brussels today, the continued, and let's call it what it is, invasion or infiltration of the United States using illegal immigration. Who's behind all this? We talked about the left and right. We can also talk about those who are currency manipulators, those like George Soros, who work to see such things done. I don't know if I'd go so far to call it an all-out conspiracy. I think it's more of a confluence of interests, but it is hard to see how the disruption of the greatest nation on earth serves anyone's interest, just as there was a Pax Romana. It is worth noting that post-World War II, by and large, there's been a Pax Americana. There's been peace and stability in the world. That is being taken away. And we are seeing any number of factors at work, but we are seeing currency traders, manipulators, economic manipulators like George Soros very much behind it. For example, in Arizona on Saturday, we now know that one of the protesters, one of the ringleaders, not an Arizonan at all, a George Soros fellow flown into Phoenix from New Orleans. So
exactly.
You have that rent-a-mob mentality at work. You do have a confluence of interest on the left intent on disrupting the social, economic, and governmental order of the United States.
Well, there is that anti-American sentiment that has been growing over the years that has been running unchecked in the hallways of academia, and I would say in some cases in pulpits across America, when you've got, you know, the words of Jeremiah Wright being echoed across this country. I'm one for free speech, but we have to understand what it is that we stand for, and that's been the problem, is we've become so homogenized, JD, that we've lost a sense of vision of what America really is about. We are a fractured nation that has lost its anchoring with its history, its rich history, and our reason to be. And as a result, you get people coming in, the Soroses of the world, manipulating our political process and others, you know, to upend this great American experiment that, Dinesh D'Souza said, imagine what the world would be like, without America. I mean, it's pretty scary, and we're starting to see that right now in glimpses.
We are, and it is, you mentioned Jeremiah Wright. You can take Saul Alinsky, Jeremiah Wright, in the fullness of time, we see what happened. The bonding of the Rules for Radicals, street annex of Saul Alinsky, with the ruthless machine dominance of Cook County, Illinois, in the person of Barack Obama, who yesterday on the rooftop in Havana alongside Raul Castro was positively beaming this strangely beatific smile. No, we are reaping the harvest, and it is made public. This goes beyond a difference of opinion. This goes completely to political orientation.
Exactly.
And those who characterize Mr. Obama as the first post-American president are not very far off the mark.
Exactly. Well, the opportunity that we have as America today is to, you know, refocus what our purpose is all about. What is America? And what is America in the 21st century? I think Marco Rubio tried to bring that out, wasn't able to deliver, you know, that concept totally. But I believe the seeds have been planted in such a way that America needs to stop for a moment and consider who we are today and where do we want to be, you know, 20 years, you know, going ahead. And this is in light of $19 trillion in debt, a languishing economy, and the mess that we've been left with as a result of this incredible administration that we've had to endure.
You're right. You're right. One note on Marco Rubio. He serves an object lesson. Don't campaign on a secure border and turn around and side with John McCain for amnesty. In the final analysis, no matter how glib, no matter how telegenic, no matter how youthful and engaging, that vote for amnesty paid him back multiple times.
Yep.
So understand that the American people want consistency, and to any of the candidates who appear on the ballot today, you better do what you say you're going to do when it comes to securing the border and ending illegal immigration.
Well, the voters have been woken up, haven't they?
They have. I believe you'll see a record turnout in Arizona today. Again, I believe Donald Trump will prevail in that primary with the endorsement of my good friend Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Exactly.
With Jan Brewer on his side, and the establishment is rushing, actually split now between Senator Cruz and Governor Kasich. Utah will be a flip image of that. It'll be interesting to see if Mitt Romney is for Cruz in Utah. Former Governor Mike Leavitt is with Governor Kasich. And because it is a caucus system, it'll be a little different in Utah today. At least that's my hunch. But it should be a resounding winner-take-all victory for Donald Trump for the Arizona delegation on the Republican side.
J.D., how much further do we have to get down the road to where even Ted Cruz has to make a decision here for the sake of the party? I'm just concerned that this thing is going to get so fractured that we're going to start doing more harm than good here. And the echoes coming from the left for a contested convention, you know, could be more of a reality, which I think is pretty dangerous for the GOP.
Well, I never want to tell anybody to get out of the campaign because I've been there before.
And I feel the same way.
Ted's a smart guy. Yeah, you know, Ted's a smart guy. You go and you look at the mathematical possibilities. And right now it's bordering impracticality. What he has to get over, what?
80%, over 80%.
Over 80%. That's mighty, mighty tough. And after tonight, he may want to reassess. And Kasich will stay in really almost as an old style favorite son, but I think he's going to lose a lot of stature. I've heard from intimates of even Jeb Bush, not directly from Jeb, but I've heard from people who obviously were initially opposed to Trump saying, wait a minute, this guy's got the momentum. The American people are obviously buying what he's selling. It's time for Republicans to unite.
Exactly. J.D. Hayworth has been with us. J.D., congratulations with Newsmax. We'll see you on the TV. Thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Mile IQ. With tax season upon us, Americans are thinking about basic charitable giving and mortgage deductions. But many forget about mileage deductions, despite the fact that millions of Americans qualify for it. There are more than 60 million self-directed workers in the U.S., all of whom can take a tax deduction for the business miles they drive. According to the IRS, the mileage deduction is the single largest deduction for Schedule C filers. Mileage deductions are frequently audited, so knowing how to correctly track this information is critical. U.S. workers who use their personal vehicle for business purposes drive more than 12,000 miles per year on average, which could equal deductions of more than $6,900. Chuck Dietrich, co-founder MileIQ.
It's really important to have a reliable tracking system when deducting or expensing your mileage. Our app, MileIQ, available for iPhone and Android, automatically and accurately captures all of your drives and provides all the information you need for your mileage log.
For more, visit MileIQ.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life. My life. This is going to be the best day of my life. My life.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, however you can, whether it's online, your smartphone, in any of the 270-plus markets across the country, on cable television, hey, we're all over the place. You know, even if you find an errant tin can somewhere. We used to say that in the early broadcasting days, that some days you just feel like, you know, somebody was listening to you to a tin can. Remember when you were kids and used to, some of you don't, Shane, you're too young. You don't even remember this. Do you remember doing the line between the tin cans and you would kind of like... act like you were on some sort of, you know, 007 mission or something?
Yep, absolutely, man.
Hey,
yep.
Just for fun. Well, speaking of 007 missions, we've got the one and only Good News Girl with us. Samantha Mills is with us. Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. I'm enjoying spring finally. So,
yeah,
not that it's probably spring here for a while, but it's still wonderful to actually be in this part of the year. I love it.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, good. Enjoy it while you can, that's for sure, because it comes and it goes. That's just the way it happens, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, nothing makes you appreciate spring like the winter, so.
Exactly. Especially in North Carolina. Well, Sam, of course, you know, has Sam's Corner on BillMartinezLive.com. She's always checking every week these viral videos, and then she pulls up the best videos that we can talk about every week. And it's always a lot of fun. Kind of gives you some hope and compassion in our fellow man. For example, this first story, we've got a South Carolina teacher starting the Gentleman's Club to teach boys with no fathers life lessons. So this is a different type of Gentleman's Club. So when you hear Gentleman's Club, you know, calm down a minute. You got to hear the whole story in the context, okay?
So Raymond Nelson actually is a teacher down in Charleston, South Carolina at Leaninger Elementary School, and he had been in a club like this at his mom's insistence when he was little, and he felt like it gave him a lot of values that he still applies to this day. And there are a lot of young boys that don't necessarily have men at home to lead them and guide them. And, you know, as special and wonderful as a mom can be, if you don't have a dad to lead you, it might not be, you know, it might not be exactly what you need. So he's trying to give these boys give these boys confidence and hold them accountable. And their motto is look good, feel good, do good. So wow. They come in every week, every Wednesday, and they're dressed in their Sunday best. And for the boys who might not have a tie or a jacket, he actually keeps some spare ties and jackets at the school. And he comes in and he'll teach them everything from learning to shake hands and make eye contact while you're doing it to, you know, how to treat a woman and open the door. It's really an interesting concept. And, you know, it's especially geared towards young men and teaching them to grow up to be, you know, gentlemen. And I think it's a wonderful idea. And, you know, I think it's great that it's especially focused on boys because boys and girls kind of have different needs at that age. So a class, you know, a classroom full of girls, it might not be the same, and it's really just teaching them to be held accountable. You know, I think it'd be a cool idea to have the same thing for young women, but I think it's
exactly.
A great idea for these young guys.
Well, the impact across the country, I think we understand it. I think it's like 1 in 3 young men live without a father. And nearly 5 million live without a mother, which is incredible. You know, these are incredible numbers, and these are, you know, probably several years old, these numbers we're looking at now. So clearly the fatherlessness of America has been an issue. It continues to be an issue, and to have somebody with a heart, you know, doing something to offer a solution to this glaring problem, you know, goes a long way. And this is something that you would hope that would, you know, catch fire from state to state.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I took a class that was kind of similar to this when I was younger. It wasn't offered through my school, but it was a class called Pretty Me, which taught us etiquette and how to speak. Oh, yeah. It was a whole lot of fun. You know, I think this class is probably a lot of fun for these young boys because I know I had a fun time learning. And it makes you feel more confident when you know what you're doing and you know how to present yourself. So that will change their lives for the rest of their lives and make
little things like that, Sam, like you talk about, looking somebody in the eye, shaking their hand, having a sense of confidence, just that little procedure, that little act right there in and of itself, it can change somebody's attitude real quick.
Absolutely.
You know?
Especially when they know somebody cares about them and they feel the confidence. Like, they know what they're doing. Because otherwise, if you never had anybody talk to you, you have no reason to know how would you know if nobody ever showed you what to do? And I think it just changes your confidence level when you've been taught. And it's such a simple thing, but if you're never taught, you're never taught. And,
exactly.
He's hoping to inspire at least other schools right there in Charleston to start doing the same thing. And I think that hopefully schools around country will take note. So.
Well, good on this South Carolina teacher. That's a great story. Keep up the great work, and let's spread the fire. I say throughout South Carolina, but let's take it from east to west. Why not north and south? How about the story about a clerk grabbing a baby before a mother collapses from a seizure? What happened here?
So Rebecca Montano was actually a clerk down in Arvada, Colorado. And I don't know if you've seen this footage yet, but the gas station footage shows the clerk ringing up a young mother. She's probably in her 20s, and she's holding a baby. And Rebecca, the clerk, noticed that the mother kind of had a blank stare on her face all of a sudden. And she acted quickly. I don't know if I would have done the same thing. I know a lot of people probably wouldn't have thought to do this, but she reached and she grabbed the baby out of the mother's arms.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it'd be kind of scary to think about doing that, because if you're wrong, the reaction could be terrible. But she took her, and she took the baby just in time before the mom had a seizure. And she dropped on the floor, and fortunately the baby was okay. Rebecca took the baby, and another customer ran and got 911. Rebecca got on the phone with 911 and found out what to do, and she stayed with the young woman until the rescue ambulance or the rescue squad got there. And fortunately the mother and the baby are doing okay.
And I'm sure the mother is grateful for the clerk for having that instinct. And this is the tough thing in today in the culture we live in. I mean, you have people that have a heart towards others, and they mean well. And sometimes you have the opposite occur, where somebody, you know, looks something just in their judgment, it's precarious, and they reach out to help, and then it creates a problem. But thank God there's still people that are willing to, you know, act on their intuition.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because a lot of people would be scared, you know, to grab a young baby from a mother until something happens. Most people wouldn't reach out, but if she hadn't gone with her instincts, that baby could have been seriously hurt. It was a little baby.
Exactly.
And that mom, you know, if you've ever seen anybody have a seizure, you know, she doesn't just fall on the ground flat. Her body's jerking and moving, and she's already in danger herself. And it'd be hard to help her when you have to help the baby too.
Well, when they fall, it's a free fall. It's not like they're blocking anything, Sam, with their hands. I mean, you're down, right? So what do you have?
Right.
You fall rather defenselessly. Now let's talk about. I love this idea. A college student's 3D printed braces cost him $60, and his teeth are looking amazing. I mean, this kid's going to be practicing, medicine without a license. I imagine here he's going to get in trouble. But what a clever idea, huh?
Well, actually, this is okay. Amos Dudley, he's 24 years old, and he goes to the New Jersey Institute of Technology. And he actually said, he's like, I'm not planning to go into any orthodontics or dentistry. I wanted to fix my own teeth. He had braces when he was younger, but he didn't maintain them. And his crooked teeth kind of made him self-conscious where he wasn't smiling. And as you may know, braces, Invisalign braces, cost about $8,000, which if you're a poor college student especially, or anybody for that matter, it's a very pricey investment. And
exactly. You're dealing with tuition debt. You don't need to be dealing with braces debt on top of it, right?
That's right. And so he actually used a 3D printer at his school, which 3D printers are just the most amazing thing to me. I've heard of them printing skull, like the top of people's skulls and heart valves and everything else. But he used it to print models of his teeth, and he went online and he did the research, and he looked at the animation like an orthodontist would look at to see how much he should move his teeth each time.
Yes.
So he would print the mold and then he would use the plastic, and his teeth look better than ever. It's only been like 6 weeks, so.
Wow, well, good for him. Hey, Sam, we're not going to have a whole lot of time left, maybe 30 seconds if we're lucky, about the bikers paying tribute in a funeral procession to a boy who loved motorcycles.
Oh, okay. This young boy, he's 5 years old and unfortunately passed away in a tragic accident on the 7th of this month. And his father asked for some motorcyclers to show up, some friends of his, and it went viral and ended up being 2,000 gentlemen riding their motorcycles to this funeral to pay their respects.
You're going to have to go to Sam's Corner. You can see it for yourself along with all the other viral videos on BillMartinezLive.com. It's 19 before the top of the hour right now, America.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the new Phenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the new Phenup because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The new Phenup Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948. Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world.
There's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
America, Bill Martinez here, and it is time for my good friend James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Fantastic. How are you?
Hey, doing wonderful. I'm still here on the East Coast, but well, I was reading in the Drudge Report the other day, our governor there in California, man, he's released all these, you know, California driver's license to illegals. He's saying they can vote now. Boy, what is going on there on the West Coast?
Yeah, I mean, I think Jerry Brown, maybe he's working for the Trump campaign.
You think?
He's trying to set it up. For California to go Trump, I don't know. And also, what do we have, like $126 billion in the red in our budget? Wasn't this the same Jerry Brown? He put together an initiative to raise taxes. He said it would only be one time, and it was to balance the budget.
So it's a long. It's just a long one time, that's all.
Yeah, very long one time. And they didn't, instead of cutting spending, of course, they raised spending. And that's all I know how to do. That's all the leftists know how to do is tax and spend, and that's unfortunately what California is known for. But Perfect segue, California in the last two presidential election cycles, when it came to the primaries, was basically a non-event.
Mm-hmm.
For Mitt Romney had already wrapped up the nomination before he hit California, and same thing with John McCain.
Exactly.
Back when he ran for president. But this year is different because everything is different this year.
Exactly.
And what we see is, you know, a protracted contest primarily between Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, but also, you know, John Kasich in there as the establishment apparatchik,
right,
running to siphon votes away from Trump. So it very likely, the very last day of the primary season is June 7th, and that's when California, among other states, has its primary, and California has the largest number of delegates of any state, and it is winner-take-all district by district.
Wow.
So there's 53 districts. And there's some additional delegates that are awarded, but essentially there are 53 different electoral battles to be waged in California for 172 delegates. And just, you know, back in 1972, on the Democrat side, it was California that put George McGovern over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And going even farther back in time, in 1964, Barry Goldwater was given a boost going into the convention by winning the lion's share of the delegates in California. But interestingly, Barry Goldwater did not have the magic number going into the convention. There was a lot of talk similar to Trump that there would be multiple rounds. They wanted to get rid of Barry Goldwater.
Exactly.
The establishment did.
Mm-hmm.
But he was able to negotiate his way into a first round ballot victory, so it never went to an open convention. But California will likely be the primary that decides whether the convention is open or closed.
Wow.
Because of the fact that this 172 is such a huge number, and it's such a difficult state, actually, for campaigning in because of its sheer size,
this is so massive,
geography,
yeah.
And the number of media markets that are in California. But so it's, and what's interesting right now, I just checking around, Ted Cruz already has a ground game going in California. Donald Trump does not, but I'm sure he's going to be shortly. He's got some pretty powerful allies in California, though. He's got Clint Eastwood doing rallies for him, John Voight, Scott Baio, Kid Rock, Gary Busey. I don't know Gary Busey, you know. Stephen Baldwin, Lou Ferrigno, a pretty good group of celebs, you know, out there in California.
Well, Busey just scares everybody, so you got to be careful with
him. Yeah, well, maybe he could scare, you know, some of the Cruz supporters. I don't know.
Well, either that or we do kind of a reverse Soros kind of thing and maybe, you know, let Busey go and support Hillary for a while or something.
I mean, it fascinates me that there's hardly any prominent celebrity Cruz supporters, that even Stephen Baldwin, who's an evangelical,
right,
is going Trump. All these Hollywood types, it's fascinating to me. But 172 delegates is a huge number. And so June 7th, I don't think Trump is going to be clinching prior to June 7th, just by the fact, you know, for example, right now, Mitt Romney took a visit to Utah, where he has probably the most influence of any other state, and told everybody there, much to the chagrin of John Kasich, he told them to vote for Cruz. And so what he's trying to do is to keep Trump from reaching, I think there's a 49% threshold. If you get more than 49%, you win, it's winner take all, otherwise it's proportional. So there's games going on like that, Romney being one of the tools of the establishment. So this is, it's very likely that on June 7th that California will play that role. By the way, the polls, the latest poll that was taken in California in the month of March was taken before Rubio dropped out. But it has Trump at the lead, in the lead with 38%, and Cruz in second at 22%, Kasich at 19%, and Rubio at 10%. Now, where that 10% goes is anybody's guess.
Exactly.
But the margin of error is 4.8%, and a poll in January had Trump and Cruz tied. So that means that Trump, just through his free media that he generates, moved a significant amount in California. So we're going to see something we never saw in California. That is, we're going to see a real primary contest with lots of ads and lots of rallies.
California media is going to go nuts. They're going to have all this extra money coming to town. They're not going to know what to do with it.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Because usually, like you say, by the time it gets to California, they run a couple token things, maybe for some propositions, but, you know, not much really, because it's so inconsequential at this point.
Gosh, they'll be able to sell advertising in a way that they never had. You see, and that's spoken like someone who understands the radio business, Bill.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, exactly. What do you think? I think I may have exposed myself just a little bit. Speaking of exposure here, James, you know, with all this apparatchiks that's happening in the background here, Kasich and that sort of thing, I mean, when does it start working against these guys in terms of trying to solidify and unify a GOP electorate? I mean, they're bifurcating the electorate in such a way that, you know, Trump kind of threw out a warning out there that everybody got disturbed over, saying, hey, look, there could be a ride. Not that he was promoting, but he understands the people that are following him. They're going to be upset if these guys try to play some sort of game and manufacture some sort of contested, you know, convention.
Yeah, I think it's already proven itself in the polls, in the national polls. We're now, Trump, there's two polls that show Trump over 50%. And also, when you look at Florida and Michigan, where there was this intense campaign of negative advertising and visits, and yet they were unable to derail Trump. I do think Ohio, they were able to do it because John Kasich is the sitting governor of Ohio. He controls the machine there.
Exactly.
It would be very, very difficult. And, you know, so, but there, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the state of Arizona that's coming up. So it's
exactly,
it is a state-by-state situation. But I think what's happened is all of this talk and the talk of an open convention and the talk of establishment GOP insiders taking away the will of the people, the will of the voters, has galvanized the Trump supporters to a point where they're willing to go to rallies despite demonstrators blocking the roads, despite the intense negative depiction of Trump supporters as being racist, bigots, etc. Mm-hmm. I had an individual tell me the other day, a person that was calling in on the show, and he said, well, it's a lot more difficult to be a Trump supporter now. I've lost friends over being a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Well, but yet that galvanizes people and they just dig in deeper, because I think what's happened is that the people that support Donald Trump realize that it's kind of, you know, not that Trump, you know, is the Messiah, Trump is the greatest, most perfect candidate, but it's just that this is a chance to wrest control and power away from people that have betrayed the base, that have done nothing, and that if left in control will continue to do nothing.
Exactly.
I mean, it's pretty clear. They keep bringing up Paul Ryan as a possible candidate for president that the convention would call him in to save the day. To me, Paul Ryan has proven himself already in the speakership as maybe the rubber stamp of John Boehner, might be worse than John Boehner.
It'd be a disaster, James. It'd be an absolute disaster if they go that route. It will really unwind the GOP. You know, these guys need to realize, look, the cows are out of the barn, as they say. We're too far down the road. The numbers are so much in Donald Trump's favor. I mean, even Cruz has to get, 87% of the remaining delegates? It's just impossible, you know, for him to do it. Kasich is out. I mean, he's got to get 107, 115. He's got to get numbers only the Democrats can come up with. So
the only reason they have Kasich in there and they're telling him to stay is states like Pennsylvania, for example, that borders Ohio. They want to keep Trump from getting those delegates.
It's just crazy. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, Meva analyst,
and
law professor.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.